The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesday. So good morning. Today, the 21st of March, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Guys, you know, your Jimi Hendrix shirt, in your, which you obviously didn't buy for yourself. Or you did buy it for yourself. It's just a little large.
It is a little big.
But that's good. It goes over your other shirt great. Super. Yeah. You're rocking this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you are. So, what national day is it?
Today is, oh, wow, we have so many.
I'll just pick one.
National Common Courtesy Day.
Like that.
I like that.
Common Courtesy, yep.
The Golden Rule.
The Golden Rule Day. We talked about this yesterday on the show, about treating people the way you want to be treated. And hopefully, you know, in addressing bullying and hate and all this at an early age.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the weather look like?
Yeah, so it's rain. again, today we have a high of 61 and a 70% chance of showers. Those showers are going to continue through Thursday, and then Friday it's going to be snow and rain.
But yeah. Little or no snow accumulation.
See, it sounds
expected.
Yeah. Well, anyways, but yeah, we got rain through Monday, rain through next Monday, and highs in the.
Well, now it's a chance. So this is the way we got to start thinking, buddy. It's a 40% chance of showers on, say, Thursday night.
That's not the chance. So here's something you don't know. That's not the chance that it's gonna rain. That's the amount of people in a certain area that are gonna see the rain. 40% of, like, the area will be rained on. 40% of the people in the area will see the, like...
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
You mean what I learned today? Things, yeah. I learned today? So when it says a 60% chance of rain, chance of precipitation is 70%, you're saying that 70% of the people in Redding would see rain?
Yeah, it would rain in, like, 70% of the area. And I don't know how big the given area is, but, yeah, that's how it works.
Whew.
So,
I learned this today. Okay, hey, but anyway, it's going to rain. Kind of, you know, it's down the middle of the road if you look at it like that. But they they want to take, you know, they want to have a job, they want to have good schools for their kids, they want to have housing, they want to have all these things. And I don't think the Republican Party capitalized on that.
I don't either. I hope we can change
that. What about
you?
What about you, Dr. Sloan?
Well, I, you
can
know,
y'all stay a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I echo a lot of what Katie's saying about not really defining ourselves well.
Yeah.
And I think another part of that is that individual freedom and the rights that we feel are so important, at least in our party, more so as an individual. You identified something when you first spoke, that when you went to the last dinner that we had last year, there was different groups, I think is what you called
them.
And we're very proud of that.
I said clans.
Clans, yeah.
I think clans is a safe. Oh, we're back up now? Okay, we are now back up. So if you were wondering where we were, you just missed. Oh, my gosh, we just gave away $1 million. Yes, I'm sorry, and nobody called in, so I guess we're going to have to keep it, Liam. We're going to have to keep that $1 million we were going to give away. Okay, Liam's going, huh? What? Okay. We're on the air. Okay. Anyway, the reason I'm saying that is because we were off the air. Our internet, total internet was down, and I wasn't out there to run around and try and fix it. Not that I could fix it, because what the hell do I know? All right. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan and Katie Gorman, and they are in the Shasta County Republican Party Committee.
Republican Central Committee.
Central Committee. Thank you very much. And we've been talking about, if you're just coming back with us, is the what happened in this last election. That it should have been a tidal wave. I mean, gas, the border, even going back to Afghanistan and all these other things that were happening. You know, inflation. My gosh, the highest inflation we've had. And yet, the Republican Party barely took back the House and lost the Senate. This was, and Katie had a good answer to this, I thought, is that a lot of mama bears out there did not see the platforms or the topics that really resonated with them, like education and the kids and what's happening in schools and the impact on your groceries and gas and all of this. Did I capture that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Basically, what I was saying is that I felt like maybe some mama bears didn't have as much faith in the Republican Party as they, and maybe that apathy maybe made them stay home.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you questions here, of course, about our local. I mean, somebody asked me a question the other day. I'm going to get to it after the break. I was being interviewed by this magazine. And it's the Nation magazine. I don't know if you've ever read it, but it's been around since the 1860s, and it's pretty far out. I mean, it's not far out, but it is a very much a liberal magazine. I mean, they say that. And the guy who was from England, but living in Sacramento now, came up here to talk to me. I'm going to ask you a question that he asked me. When we get back from this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at, you know, by Jeff Wurst and Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it be a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's from the old school. He doesn't take any chances with your safety. He repairs it and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed my windshield 15 years ago, 14 or 15 years ago, a crack on it, like an 8-inch crack, and you still can't see it. That's how good he is. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car, your truck, or your RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. This is a local business, and it's a veteran-owned business. So that's what we like to do business with here around in Redding. We'll be right back.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop, 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 hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the app are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Two worlds collide, rival nations. It's a primitive fact.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, Tuesday, the 21st of March, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program, and its mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by our older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help you. And as I said, if you're selected for the program, it's not going to cost you anything to get extra railings, maybe some handholds in the showers, things like that. Learn more at PSA2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687. Okay, I'm here with the Shasta County GOP Central Committee.
Shasta County Republican Central
Republican
Committee.
Republican Central Committee. Did I say what? Is it Central?
Yes.
Did everybody understand what I'm saying? No, it's the Republican Central Committee.
Yes.
And Katie Gorman and Dr. Dan Sloan. Dr. Sloan is a professor out at Simpson, but his expertise is in China, and he spent a lot of years there. And here's the question I was going to ask you. As when I was here and this guy from The Nation magazine asked me, he said several decades ago, Shasta County was Democrat, strong Democrat. And then he said, so what happened? And so I know what I said to him, but I'm going to throw it out to you, Dr. Sloan. What do you think happened? They were Democrats up here.
You know, we have a very core, strong core of conservative people that live in the community. And I think that the issues that were important to them became more profound. So we had a lot of people that switched to our party, to the Republican Party, looking for reestablishing and renewing that kind of virtue, values, and characters that we think are so powerful and so strong that we believe in. We also have a lot of compassion. You know, I'm on the board at the Mission. I'm a treasurer there, so I have a lot of feelings towards social issues and how to address them. And I think a lot of times it's not that the community is so different in what they believe in. It's just different approaches to the ways that we do things. So I think we as a community are very giving. And we have a concern for the virtue and values of schools and what we do in our community as far as taxes and regulations and different individual freedoms and rights, things that I recognize that we're lacking in other areas of the world, like China or Laos, where I was with the Department of State. So I think that's a big part of it.
Well, what about you, Katie?
Well, I actually feel like the...
Because you said your parents were Democrats.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like the Democrat Party kind of left us. They stopped talking about things like, you know, freedom in that real, true sense. And the Republican Party, I think, has changed a lot, especially with the old school Republicans or old school Democrats coming over. They seem to be more of the party for the people, the populist party. And that's what I come from. I come from a lot of people, you know, people who worked in restaurants and sales and boots on the ground and blue collar workers. So, you know, when the Democrat Party became more of the elitist top crowd and kind of stopped talking about the issues that we cared about, my family, we moved over to the Republican Party.
Okay. Trump, President Trump, had one term. And now we're hearing is that he could be arraigned and
today,
and then either he turns himself in or they come after him and they arrest him. Impact. I mean, I've read about this, and it's because he supposedly paid money to have a problem go away. And the feds looked at it in two different ways and just no charges or anything. And now a local prosecutor is saying they're going to indict him. What's your thoughts on this? What kind of impact is that going to have?
I think it's an inappropriate use of power, abuse of power, malicious prosecution is probably a good term. It's not the criminal term, but it's a legal term. I don't think we're that country where we're going to go after our competitors in a political environment with the law. And that's basically what's been happening here with Trump. Now, I don't know the specifics of what happened in the case there. I don't think any of us really know exactly what happened. But for these kinds of issues to be brought out to arrest a former president, you know, in other areas of the world, Brazil.
Who is a candidate for
president.
President,
right. Yeah. And to go after your... You know, what may be perceived as the primary potential winner of a campaign, mm-hmm. to go after them with something that at the federal and state level showed no merit, at least not enough merit for them to go forward with. So the attorney general has not gone after Trump for these things, is not going to prosecute him on these particular issues. Yeah. It's a local DA. Is going to try to prosecute him for that kind of a...
They've already tried to get him on taxes and everything else. And
right.
We all remember Russiagate, and nothing ever came out of any of these. So now this one is supposedly paying money to a woman to go away. I mean, that's many other people do. Yeah. I mean, I've had members of my family sued, and look, just settle this. Just settle this out of court. Give them the money, which is, to me, is the same thing. Now, I think they're getting him all, is how they put it, how they wrote it in the in their financial records. But that happens all the time. Instead of just going to court and fighting these things, people just, you know, the insurance companies go, just pay it.
Right.
Yeah,
NDA, you know, non-disclosure agreement, comes about.
But here's the thing that irritates me the most about this whole thing. The same things were looked at by the feds on two different times, two different agencies in the feds, and they dropped it. I'm not a fan of Trump. I admire some of the things he did. Other things he did made me crazy. But when I see something like this happen, and it's just a blatant way for a prosecutor to try and take him out of an election, then I have to ask myself, well, what happens if a Republican DA of some large city that Joe Biden lives in goes after him? I mean, oh, we've got an indictment on the president. Can you
be careful what you wish for?
Yeah, because, you know, can you even indict a sitting president?
Right.
I'm not sure. But this could open up, this could really change our electoral system. And that's the thing that scares me the most.
What I didn't like about, you know, I don't agree with Trump being targeted in this way, and mm-hmm. I agree with everything that you guys just said about that, but I did not like the call for protest. The biggest thing, you know, I was mad about the election. I was one of those people that was upset about the situation. I felt like there was no way that Joe Biden won. I definitely felt that way, but I think that the events of January 6th, we should learn from them and realize that it became a giant distraction from things that are very important. And now we're uncovering a lot of issues of the pandemic. One example would be that we know the origins of where the COVID virus came from. And now that's mainstream. But it took a lot longer because of January 6th being such a huge distraction. Yeah. And we cannot, and our Trump supporters and people who love him need to understand what they're going to lose if they go out and there's going to be insiders there. There's going to be all kinds of things where they're just going to use that to discredit important narratives that we need to get out there to people.
Stay off the street or have small – or have, you know what? Have your protest, but like you said, you know, if it turns into something like happened in Portland, Seattle, and all these other cities, it's counterproductive. Totally,
we are so much more powerful when we have a calm, collected, and a good voice.
Yeah. Don't lose your cool in a fight. Don't worry, we got a few more minutes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and where Linda likes to hang out. It's her she cave. I know that because she'll come home and tell me, look what they – you know what? I don't want this, but, you know, when my birthday's coming in May 21st, which is only, you know, 64 days away, this could be nice. But Four Winds Jewelry is a great place. It's locally owned, locally run, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Ever wonder what happened to common sense when it comes to Sacramento? Let's protect our Second Amendment rights, our children, and our businesses. Come join us to support Melissa Hunt for Assembly. March 25th, Saturday, a live auction, a dinner, raffle prizes, guns, ammo, all kinds of fun. Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, California. Catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. It starts at 4, dinner at 6. Get your tickets at VoteMelissaHunt.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Melissa Hunt for Assembly 2024.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:49 in the morning here on the 21st of March. 49 degrees out there, cloudy, and we may get rain today, according to my weatherman who explained to me how that works with 40%, 60% and all that. I was, you know, things you learn, you know, where this is. Things I learned today. I learned that today. I should have known that, I guess, but hey. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan, who is a professor over at Simpson University, but he's also the Shasta Republican Central Committee Chair.
Correct.
It's only taking me 45 minutes. And we're talking about the Republican Party in Shasta County, but also now I want to branch out into California. And by the way, my Democrat friends, if you've got an event coming up, I am more than happy to give you the same amount of time. I'll give you an hour, and here we can talk about Democrats and Democratic Party in Shasta County and the state and this and any events you have coming up. But the okay, so the northern part of this state is red. Mm-hmm. I mean, just is. Has
right.
been.
Yeah.
For decades, mm-hmm. though it used to be blue, but we've already discussed that, and now it's red. But the rest of the state, for the most part, mm-hmm. is blue. How does the Republican Party turn at least parts of the state purple?
Yeah, you know, I think it's happening as a consequence of the policies that are out there, the policies of the governor, the policies of the president. People are like Katie. I just let her talk because it's like I can't say anything better than the examples she gives of those kitchen table issues, you know, inflation
yeah.
and taxes and regulation and, you know, a loss of her sense of loss of freedom to do what
two
she
years,
wants.
2 years we lost in school.
Yeah. And she's a school
Liam,
teacher. Yeah.
My producer, went through that. Are you in there, buddy?
Yeah.
I can't see. Okay. He lost 2 years of school to COVID. Would you say that's a fair observation?
Yeah.
And, you know, and he and I have talked about it.
Right.
And the impact that that had on our kids mm-hmm. and everything. So, but the Republican Party needs to reach out. I mean, you know, you've got, you can't, it's obviously when you've got, you were just talking about, you went to a chairman's committee for the whole state of Republican chairman. The guy from San Francisco, or that area there, the percentage of Republicans is how much?
7%. John Dennis, and he's been on Fox and CNN and all the shows on there talking about things that are happening in that county, and his ability to affect change is so low in terms of the percentage of voters.
Yeah.
Yet he was elected to be the chair, regional chair, of what we did in the Republican convention last weekend. It was a California Republican GOP convention, big convention. Kevin McCarthy was there, and Speaker of the House, and just Doug LaMalfa, and just a whole, the Dallies were there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what we're doing. That convention was amazing because of the amount of people. You're asking, what can we do?
Yeah.
And getting the word out that we're here, we're back. You know, it's kind of like we've been on a siesta a little bit here and haven't paid enough attention to what's happening. The electorate is getting energized. Katie's a great example of that. Just a she's a firecracker. Just gets out there and says what she feels and thinks, and those are the real issues. You know, and that's what we need to get back to and communicate that really well.
Well, because there's people out there that are conservative in their ideas of religion and work ethic and family and love of the country and all this, but I can't figure out why they are not Republicans. And is it because we just haven't – is it they think the Republican Party is a party of white old guys?
You know, and that could be part of the problem. And I spoke to you this off the air, but my stepfather was the only father I ever knew. 6 years old, he came into my life, and he's Alberto Castaneda, Hispanic man, and that's what I grew up with. He was staunchly conservative, loved the country. He was a World War II vet, loved America, and you know, he would get out of his chair and go fight. You know, he wanted to go punch Nazis at times because that's what he did during the war, and he went to his grave just loving America, and we have got to get back to that feeling and that sense of unity. You know, I lived in China and Laos, and my students in Laos were the senior staff of the Lao government. They were top level ministers, ambassadors, communists. And I know what it's like to only have one party. And when you opened the show, you talked about when you went to our meeting, our last dinner last year, how you saw a lot of different people there, and there was a lot of discord. And I think that we learned from the last election. Katie spoke about this a little bit, that we need to pull together, you know, pull together as a party, pull together nationally as well as locally, and get away from issues that really are more petty in nature, and talk about what is really impacting us as a people. And we can have different views. We can have different opinions within the same group of people. And that's why we have democracy. That's why we have a vote, so that we can decide those issues. And we need to get back to that.
Well, every time Governor Newsom opens his mouth, it seems like he offends more people. And, I mean, now we're into higher taxes. People are leaving California. Right. They're not leaving California in dribs and drabbles. They are leaving, and it's not a full-born flood yet. Yeah. But they're leaving, and then you're seeing the tech bank just fail.
ESG.
ESG and this, but now, you know, now they're talking reparations, and this is going to happen. I mean, there are things, it's just taxes, inflation, more taxes, and everything, yet... Yeah. Brian Daly, who is a reasonable, moderate Republican, still got hammered. And I don't know if it's just because he has the R behind his name, which I think it had a lot to do with it. Is there going to be a tipping point, or is this going to be one of those things that's just slowly, 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 slowly?
I think we're at that tipping point now. I think what's happening, what you're seeing is all of these issues where you see people getting carjacked at a light, where you see people going into Walgreens and taking stuff off the shelf and the guards stores, opening the door so they can leave.
Stores shutting down.
And like you said, we've got the reparations issue. Many times these policies are really not taken seriously enough. And we as a Republican Party have not done what we need to do. And I'm not talking about militancy or the far, far right, you know, where we're out there doing things that, that are crazy, you know. So I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about we haven't stood up for what we believe in unity well enough. And that's where it's coming back. I think on the left, they believe that some of these policies, although intended for a good thing, are misguided.
I think I agree with you. I don't think anybody's trying to tear this country down. But, well, I don't think so. But, okay, now, the Republicans are having their annual dinner. It's going to be at the Riverview Golf and Country Club Friday, April 14th at 6:30. Join us for a night of dinner and auctions, and featured speakers will be our guest today, Dr. Daniel Sloan. And tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org.
Fantastic. Yes.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about. I'd like to, you know, someday, you've been in here before from Simpson.
Right.
Talking about your China excursions in Laos. I was along the border of Laos once. And it was.
Which border? Cambodia? Thailand?
Thailand border. Thailand. Yep. And it all looked the same to me. It wasn't during Vietnam. It was years afterwards. But I can see where you can get lost going through there. But it'd be interesting, you know, so here's Vietnam, which is communist, yet has turned into a very capitalistic type of country, yet still communist. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I don't have a problem buying a baseball hat from Vietnam, but I won't buy one from China. What is that? Why is that?
You know, we have had a really interesting relationship. They call it the American War, not the Vietnam War, of course, coming from their viewpoint.
Yeah.
And we have been there fostering this incredible economic revival, and they've done extraordinarily well with it.
They have.
That's a big part of it. And then they love the sense of America's freedom, liberty.
So you think that's coming there?
You know, unfortunately, I would like to see it happen immediately.
It's not.
And the people want it. But the government is very powerful there.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful with what we do. Just like you said, it is a communist country.
It is. Okay. Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Sloan. And we'll be talking about this a little bit more. But we got to take a break for the news. And Ready Ranchery is joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Star everywhere. Over the weekend, Trump said he'd be arrested today, but he didn't base that on any evidence. So far, there's no indication that's happening, but he urged supporters to protest, and the NYPD says it's ready, monitoring social media and gathering intelligence. Because the grand jury meets in secret, it's unclear where the case goes from here. Meanwhile, there's a separate hearing today in another Trump case, the New York Attorney General's civil case. The defense is looking to delay the trial because of discovery and other issues. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, the Republican chairs of three high-profile House panels sent a joint letter to the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former President Trump.
Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio, James Comer of Kentucky, and Brian Stile of Wisconsin are demanding testimony and documents from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg related to his investigation and potential indictment of former President Trump in connection to an alleged hush money payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. In the letter, the congressman wrote that indicting former President Trump would be, quote, an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
In Miami Beach, the city commission has voted against another curfew for this coming week. City Commissioner Ricky Arriola says he's concerned about the financial losses.
The fast food restaurants, the retail shops, not even talking bars and nightclubs. You're talking about thousands of employees that won't get a paycheck. that has unintended consequences.
The first curfew came in response to two fatal shootings. More from townhall.com.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
How did the State of Israel get started and how has it survived? It truly is a miracle. This is Seth Talbot along with my father Pete announcing Against All Odds Israel Survives is now streaming for free on SalemNow.com.
Actually, this docudrama is a series of ongoing miracles that the mainstream media has completely ignored. A special presentation of Against All Odds Israel Survives is streaming for free right now, highlighting the miraculous role God has played, only on SalemNow.com.
A number of states are now considering tougher penalties for possession of fentanyl.
This move comes as U.S. overdose fatalities are at an all-time high. Fentanyl is the powerful opioid linked to most of the deaths. Proponents say prosecutors and police need more tools to help with the fight because fentanyl and other synthetic opioids are so deadly. They represent a shift in places where lawmakers had been reducing drug penalties as part of criminal justice reform efforts. But other advocates worry harsher penalties will result in even more dangerous drug supplies and punish people who really need help. John Scott reported.
Heaps of garbage are piling up every day, and some places standing as high as a human being in Paris. Garbage collectors there are protesting against plans to increase the retirement age from 62 to 64. And in the neighborhoods there, garbage looms everywhere. In some cases, it's choked off traffic on narrow streets. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors' Cruise autonomous vehicle unit has asked California for permission to test the cars across the entire state.
The GM subsidiary is already running an autonomous ride-hailing service in its hometown of San Francisco after testing for more than 2 years. It doesn't have specific plans yet to expand testing in California, but applying with the Department of Motor Vehicles is a step toward entering larger cities such as Los Angeles.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling for a broad investigation into regulatory failures that led to the recent bank collapses. Senator Warren calling on the inspectors general of the FDIC, Treasury Department, and the Federal Reserve to investigate the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Optimistic about greater oversight, investors are now investing in Wall Street with more enthusiasm. The Dow right now up by 207 points. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesdays. Linda's on assignment. Today is the 21st of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like, buddy?
Yeah, so today we're going to have a high of 61, 70% chance of showers, and that's continuing through next Monday. Friday, we're going to see some rain, and then there's a chance of snow. But, yeah, throughout the week, we're going to be in the high 50s, low 60s.
But there is a chance of snow on Friday.
No, I know.
No accumulation. Now, when this is a 40% chance of showers, that means in our area that 40% of the people have a chance to see the rain.
I believe
so.
To
be rained on. What? No. Don't start with I believe so after you just made this a fact in the last hour, because it was something things I've learned today. I thought of just, 60% chance of rain. But in the region, 60% of the people are going to see it. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Turn everybody on here. Okay. You got one job. Okay. And now he's got me confused because he says,
Here, I'm looking it up.
Okay. Website. He said, I believe. In the last hour, he told me, and I just accepted it as a fact because it comes from Liam, because he's very rarely wrong about anything. So, anyway, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business out of Anderson. Great people. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally run. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other programs for people that are having problems paying for propane at the exorbitant cost that it is, thanks to our government. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest today, Ready Rancheria, Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
And Maria Roscoe.
Good morning.
Look at you all, bright-eyed and sunshine. Okay, we got to talk about the extravaganza, the party,
the red party,
and community foundation. So it was full. And you know what? The food.
Yeah.
Was just really.
It was.
Good.
It was very good.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I've been there a couple of times now. The food's always been good. But I mean, now it's. You kicked it up a notch. I don't know how you've done that, but, yeah, it was just great.
Awesome. We have a new chef, and they're trying out new things, and so some of the things seem to be working pretty well.
Can't wait for the Marine Corps ball.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be out there. November 10th, I just thought I'd start talking about it. So what happened? There was a lot of people, a lot of things happening.
You know, it was a fun night. It was very festive. I felt like everybody was in a party mood. Lots of people up and talking, and I don't know. It was just a great night to catch up. I will let Maria talk numbers. She's the queen of the dinner and putting everything together. So I'll let her talk about that.
Yeah, we did great. I mean, we had our event September of last year, and uh-huh. then we turned around and moved it back to March, and we still raised the over $50,000 that we needed just to put right back into the fund. So we're ready to give that money back out this spring.
$50,000.
Cool.
So we have been debating. We were debating this morning about what the theme is going to be next year. So I don't know. Maybe if your callers have some ideas. I'm throwing out toga, but I'm getting a little pushback on that.
From who?
Oh, I don't know.
Not from this side of the table. Toga. Oh God! Don't even get me going
theme.
There.
Yeah.
I'll come in with it'll be soaked with wine. You know, I'm coming in and I have grapes and my little wreath on top of my head. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That could be.
Oh, so that sounds like a vote for toga.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard all the I'm just toga would be okay. But I've been to toga parties before. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe. It's making the togas
yeah.
so that they drape appropriately.
Yes, that's our concern.
I think that could be it because there's some flesh showing that night, as we all know, and that's okay. But on a toga, because you've really got to pin them and otherwise
you can wear your clothes underneath. As I've been looking up at, Zeus and Julius Caesar and just looking at all of these different things for the different types of toga.
Well, you should look at Animal House.
Yeah.
That's the one you need to look at because that is where, I can tell you right now we're going to have an Animal House table if you do toga party.
Okay.
Yes. And don't turn Linda loose. Okay.
Yeah, we did great. We were able to honor the two recipients
yes.
who received $5,000. Our wonderful Shining Care was one of those
they
who
are
received.
Such good people, Joanne
McCarley.
And
the Disability, Disability Action Center. Both do
yes.
such good things for...
We sent somebody over there because we had a friend that needed a wheelchair.
Mm.
They got the wheelchair in a matter of hours. Got it back to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, those are the type of, those are great recipients.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two different great spectrums.
Yeah. Plus the other, how many other organizations did you help during that time?
There were 45 last year because we closed the fall and the ones that received monies in the spring, we finished their grants.
Okay.
So if they only got $2,000, we gave them $8,000 in the fall and they got their full $10,000.
Wow.
So 45 organizations received
$10,000?
All up to $10,000.
Up to $10,000.
Yeah. Because some don't ask for 10.
No, they don't need 10.
Yeah,
so.
Some ask, really, well, we need 2,200 for some new musical instruments. And like, absolutely. Are you sure
Do you need some backup instruments?
Yeah, there's big instruments that cost that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Music is such a great way for kids to, you know, express themselves in the arts. You know, they're not football players. They're not basketball players. But, my gosh, they're so good at music or theater or singing and things like this and having that ability. And some of them, they can't afford a trumpet. They can't afford a saxophone. So
Or a music teacher. Which, I mean, we had tons of music teachers and choir teachers.
Yeah, Well, you know, right out of here, Pat Karch and his Piano Angels, he works. They have given away hundreds of pianos.
We have donated to
them. I know. And that's just another great cause where they find the pianos and they deliver them to people that can't afford pianos. And, I mean, just looking at their faces, especially in kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the organizations that you all help.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Anyway. Super excited, and we're excited. Yeah. For already planning for next year. So
yeah, we've already heard that Toga. If Tracy says, I mean, she's kind of like in charge up there.
That's what I told her. If you say, I'll make it happen.
Oh, yes, you will.
I just got a lot of strange looks when I suggested that. So.
Well, I don't think people realize that it can be done very tastefully. Not that I would, but other people.
Animal House.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Yes, when it's sunshiny, take your car or truck down to Quick and Clean Car Wash, because if it's like mine, it's covered with mud from in between, and you can't beat the car wash you get at Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean, and the washes start at like $9. Locally owned, locally operated. I think they've had that area down there for over 100 years. The Quick and Clean Car Wash people. I don't think they were washing cars 100 years ago, but I could be wrong, because that's 1923. But Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back. Now at Turtle Bay Museum, honor, courage, commitment, Marine Corps art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment, Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Give your child the gift of 2 languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe en Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a 8th grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Devon. It is the 21st of March. It's 8:18 for all those people having to be at work at 9. Yeah, you can take us there with your phones and surreptitiously listen to us on your phone while you're supposed to be working. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. There's a reason for that. It's because he knows what he's doing. He was on the other side working for the insurance companies for a couple of years, didn't like it, said that the people needed his help more than the insurance companies did. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need Patrick Gorman fighting for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Free consultation, and he's located in Palo Cedro. All right, we're here with Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Good morning, the chairman. CEO of Reading Rancheria,
yes.
Anna Maria Roscoe, who handles all of the media, all of the parties. She's got a second job as party planner for the Stars. In this, we were just talking about community fund. $50,000 was handed out this year. Over the last,
we raised 50.
Oh, you raised 50, but you handed out
200.
That's right. So how do you do that? If you raise 50 and you hand out 200, so it's and that's not all.
No,
just for the fund.
So Wind River Resort and Casino donates per year, and then our employees also, out of our paychecks, we donate to that if we choose to. So, and then our State of the Tribe event, those proceeds go to.
Okay.
So everything goes and goes right back out. So we've done almost $4.1 million so far since 2002 in just grants, 501c3s, to Shasta and Trinity County.
Wow. I want you to know that I'm contributing in there in the slot machines. I take whatever I have left, which is 17 cents, 35 cents. I hand it over, and it goes into the fund.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that probably adds up.
It does. I think they do it monthly, and it's a couple, $3,000-$4,000. And the staff chooses which organization, the Wind River staff chooses, and they give that out every month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
In fact, this year, there are all different little leagues, football leagues, all of that. Mm-hmm. Sports.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Can we talk about the latest from the feds? Anything happening?
The slow-moving feds.
I call it like it's glacier-like movement.
Yes, it is a very good analogy. We are still waiting. We're waiting from word to find out when our land will be eligible to game on. So we're in a waiting mode right now. Everything's moving as it should. well, as it should, we wish it would move a little faster. But like I said, I get asked daily, when's that casino going to happen? When can we come down there? So soon, hopefully soon.
Well, even if they said today, they call you.
Yes.
And they call you on the show.
Yes.
Say, hey, this
my
is,
phone rings this, while I'm sitting here.
And this is the, this is the gov here, or the government, and it's been approved.
Yes.
From that point, from the day it's approved, how long?
Well, we have started planning. I mean, we have done some significant planning. Now, you know, we haven't planned all the way, and we couldn't stick a shovel in the ground tomorrow.
Right.
But we have been planning, and we'll be ready for this. So that, you know, my guess is it'll probably take about 3 years to do a build out.
Okay.
That would be my guess. I mean, we've done some planning, but.
So it would take 3 years. Of course, you've got to. What kind? You have to go through. Well, you have to go through all types of negotiations with the city and the county.
We'll need some services. I mean, we'd like to get some services from the city and the county, and so the tribe is obligated to, you know, negotiate for services or any mitigation. So we'll be working on that. We have been working with the county. The county has been very. Helpful and wanting to work towards something, so that's a good thing. I think any elected official would want to be working with the tribe on this because, you know, the casino will get built and we will need some services and we can get them from different places. So we have been working with the county and that's moving along nicely.
The design, has it changed very much from the ones I've seen before?
No. The ones that you've seen on the news that Mike Mangus has put up there, that's the design.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, so now it's just a wait and see.
It is. We, at some point, a few years ago, you know, we had offered to take out our outdoor amphitheater because, you know, that was some of the concerns, from neighbors around there. But, you know, the city and the county at that time did not approve or, you know, did not support the project. And so, as far as I know, we're still considering putting the amphitheater back in there.
Oh.
So that would probably be the only change.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's still on the table.
Now, your event center, how big would that be for people that, you know, are just...
I heard like 5,000 seats. But yeah. I don't know if that's seated, because I don't know anything about that, but I heard 5,000 of them.
Ooh. Carl, always ask numbers, and I never know those numbers.
Well, you know, because the reason I'm asking is that if you do build that there, you're going to get top line acts that are going to be coming rolling through here.
Yeah, and that's why you. So it's interesting. What I've learned is artists all have. There's this chart you can look at, and you know, it's based on 1,000 seats and this price, these are the acts you can get. And that's what we have right now. And we have about 1,000 seats, and you know, so if we want to sell 1,000 seats at this price. We had Whitney Cummings last week. She was a comedian who came. She fits that. Now, if we're up to 5,000 seats and, you know, we want to bring in this level of act, that just opens up the door for us to bring in bigger and better acts.
How about the Eagles? Is that big enough
for the
Eagles?
I don't know. I will check and see where they're at on the chart, how many seats we need to have to accommodate them.
I know that they needed a guaranteed so much.
Right.
And you have to give them a percentage of that.
Exactly.
Up front, and
then
as you get close, you have to give them more, you know, based on ticket sales and those kind of things.
It's interesting. Yeah. Country acts definitely do way better at the casino. You know, they usually sell out. So our community, you know, likes country acts that come. They'll buy the tickets and come down. Rappers, not so much in our casino anyways. No. That's just, you know, what the history has shown us.
How about, who is that group that Linda loves? KC and the Sunshine Boys Band.
I feel like we've had them, Maria.
Yeah, I think we've had them.
You did? Well,
yeah.
I tell you what.
Years ago.
If you get them back, I can tell you right now. Just leave an area there for somebody to dance for an hour.
Yeah.
Whatever
I was
it is.
Thinking like Bruno Mars and
different groups. Well, no, but that's what a larger center can get, especially if you can guarantee them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, the parking's going to be there, hotel's going to be there.
Yep.
Everything
you need.
Everything you
need. We'll be there, yep. So we want you to come down, have dinner, have a good time, watch a show, drop $20 in the machine.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
Of course, you give us $10 worth of free slop play.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Linda walked out with $70 the other night.
Nice.
It was considered a gift.
Absolutely.
From the gods. Instead of just putting in your $10 and just going, because you can't just let $10 go in there. You got to put another 20 or 30 in. No, and when she won, she stopped. And mainly because I was standing over her going, stop.
That's the key. That is the key.
Okay, we're here with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe from Red and Ranch. Maria, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and many people in California are, or a bike, electric bike, which I think is a great idea, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Win, win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Fully accredited chest pain center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They have the TAVR valve replacement, and which means it replaces a valve in your heart and no open heart surgery. It just goes in, replaces the valve, overnight stay, and you go home the next day. So, yeah, these are just some of the things they have down there. They are on the cutting edge of technology at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is head of all of their media events and special projects. And you're kind of like, who should handle this? Maria. Right? And see, where's your office in relationship to Tracy?
Two doors down.
See, if you were next door, it'd even be worse.
Yeah.
If it was just next door, and Tracy walks out, and she, kind of, just stretching a little bit, and she looks over and sees you in there, and you're not like doing anything. I mean, you're just maybe on the typewriter, or you're kind of looking at the wall, thinking like I do, and then she goes, "I've got this idea, Maria."
She does. She's brilliant at that. So I'll just follow through with it.
There you go on that. Okay. What are we looking at here? I know you want it next across the creek there.
Our health village.
The health village.
Yes.
What's going on with that? What's the update on that?
So that's moving along nicely. I am hoping that we will break ground on that. I keep saying December of this year, but it sounds like it's more like January of 2024. Is that right?
2024.
Yeah. So we'll be breaking ground, building our health village, which it's a very large building. Don't ask me the square footage.
I won't.
And
no, large is good.
Large building. It's actually almost two big buildings. One is our prevention side, our wellness center, our gyms, our workout classes, our indoor pool, our raised track, our all of that stuff, mm-hmm. all the fun stuff. And then the other half is the medical clinic. So you need to see a doctor, a therapist, your dentist. Then the other half will house all of those areas. Walking trails. I'm hoping that we will be able to move powwow grounds down there eventually. All kinds of things. So, and you know, Carl,
Reading Rodeo Association really likes you all.
We do,
the
and I know
there.
We have another plan this year, right?
Yeah.
I think we are.
I tell you, it was great last year.
It was awesome.
And I will tell you, that was my first one, and I took my father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And he just had a great time. He's 91, but I took videos of it.
Uh-huh.
And I have, Carolyn Ogilvie. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Carolyn
is a close
friend.
She with me.
Yeah, and she's a close friend, and she was in there, and I managed to get her.
Oh, good!
In my video,
nice.
Not knowing where she was, but it was really, really interesting.
I invite anybody in the community. I mean, if you've never been, or if you've been in another community, down at the rodeo grounds was perfect. Park your car, walk in, sit in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't walk very well or you want to sit, you're up higher so you can look down on the dance arena. It was I went in the evening. So at nighttime it was absolutely beautiful with the lights and the mm-hmm. dancing. Or I wear a lot of native jewelry from local artists, and people will say, "Where did you get that? Where did you get that?" At the powwows when we buy a lot of our stuff. So if you want to go shopping,
there's vendors there, and
lots
everything.
Of vendors, yeah. food. It's free. So
it's free. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Is you can come down and enjoy the culture,
mm-hmm.
and actually you can spend, like you said, go during the day, go in the evening. So the purpose of the powwow is?
Well, so traditionally, you would go to different areas and you would put on your best clothes and you would come and you would dance. You might be, you know, looking for a mate or, you know, socializing and coming and greeting the other groups. Today, there's a powwow circuit. So you come and you dance and there's prize money. I mean, people travel through the powwow circuits and, there's big powwows and, you know, there's drumming and dancing and you put your regalia on and you do your special, your certain type of dance and you win prize money. So.
Wow.
You know. From the elders to the kids.
Yeah.
So yes. Adorable. And when the elders came in and it was just people just kept coming. Just kept coming and coming. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how many people were dancing inside the arena there. Now it's not the whole arena. It's probably half of it. At least half. Because you've got tents out there for different things, but it filled up that whole area in a very large circle.
Right. So it's a 3-day event. So people come from all over. You know, people travel the powwow circuits in the summertime. You know, that's what their family does. It keeps them connected to their culture, and they'll, you know, up and down California or wherever.
In other
United States and Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So they'll come and they'll camp out. They'll, you know, stay in a hotel and spend 3 days and you know, get to know us and probably move on to another powwow the next weekend.
Wow.
That would be fun, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Save the date, October 6th through the 8th at the Reading Rodeo Ground.
Which means that it's good weather. It's cooler.
Yes.
Yeah.
It usually rains one night. It's interesting. It didn't last year.
We had some good dancing one year. We had to go under the barn and dance.
What I truly enjoyed was the native clothing and how intricate it was. Mm-hmm. People have to hand make this.
Yes.
You don't buy, or is there a place you can buy this? I don't know, but just.
I think actually I have a flyer here on a dressmaking class. I think part of it is making it for yourself.
Right. That's, you know, I think that's just part of the whole thing.
It is. And, you know, whether somebody is an elder or somebody in the family is going to teach you how to do that, the pieces mean something, the colors mean something. And so, you know, it's, I'm sure you could have somebody make it for you, but I think part of
you can't just buy it online. That would be the thing. No. Because they're using natural materials.
Yep.
Depending what region they come from. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But some of the Native men, if you notice the fancier they are, they're married. That's exactly why. The fancier they are, the woman has put – they have a woman who has done that for them. So – hands off those.
Oh, okay.
I've learned that.
You learned that?
Yeah, I did.
The hard way.
Huh? Like, no.
Yeah. Let me show you what an otter would do to you.
I just really want to know what etiquette, you know.
Yeah.
So that was one that they said.
Yeah, so if you haven't been down there to one of the powwows, October
6th. Through the 8th.
And it's right down at the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
Easy parking. Come on down and just really kind of immerse yourself into what's going on, because it's not just the dancing. There's other things that are going on, such as?
Yes. Wow. We started with Grand Entry.
The Grand Entry.
On Friday night at 7 p.m.
That's where I was that night. Yeah.
Yes. So we have honored elders. We have the pageant back this year because it's every other year. So we have all the royalty. We have the drummers that compete. We have the dancers that compete in their categories. I mean, they even have the kids that do the fun stuff for money. They go out there and they dance and grab the money. And so it's just something for everybody. And come by the booths and, you know, do your shopping. Come by our booth and hang out. And we've got raffles and you just get to come in. And the people are so inviting that you just, you know, walk up and, hey, where are you from? And they're tell you all about it and come see our region, and it's just such a good time.
I always figure it kicks off Christmas season shopping. Mm. So it's in October. It's a good time to start Christmas shopping.
So I can start there or Linda and I can start there at the powwow and finish up at the NFRs, the National Finals Rodeo.
There you go.
You want to go there sometime. You know, it was our first time last year, and it was, wow.
You made it look, I'm going to go.
Well, we're going to do a show from there too. I hope this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
That'll be awesome.
We did a couple of shows from there and had the president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and we had John Payne, the one-armed bandit, who will be back at this year's rodeo.
Oh, nice.
Which is only like 60 days away.
Uh-huh.
So, but the powwow is, I'm glad that, I realize that you want to make, you know, kind of on your own area there, but this is such a great venue.
It's been a great partnership. It was awesome last year.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. I'm here with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. The only place I get my haircut. It's a veteran-owned business, of course, a local business. They work by appointments, which means then I can call them at 530-244-9478 and say, hey, can you get me in tomorrow at 10 o'clock? No, but I can get you in at 10:30. And so you can just walk in, get your haircut, and be out of there. And you don't have to wait in line, or you can hang out there if you want to and hide. I do that sometimes. It's man's last stronghold. So nothing's changed there in 15 years. We'll be right back.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Spring into your next home projects with ideas and expert advice at the one and only Original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For landscape ideas and household improvements, including roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio and patio furniture, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or advice planning the perfect garden, we've got you covered. Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For additional information, go to ReadingHomeExpo.org.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free.
Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment of our show. It's 8:46 in the morning here on the 21st. It's 40-something degrees out there. The weather report says showers likely after 11, and it's likely the rest of the week.
Only for a certain percentage of the people, though, right?
Well, we say, our stance here, thanks to Liam, is that the chance of precipitation when it says 70%, that means like in that region, 70% of the people have a chance of being rained on.
It makes sense.
Doesn't that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me. There will be others, of course, who argue this and say that, well, no, that's coming. It's your politically you're wrong. No. We're here with Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is special events media manager. Is manager the right word? Leader?
Senior director of public relations.
Senior director. Now, when you were director of public relations and then you became a senior director, did that come with, like, you know, $10,000 more a month? No.
It's not about the time.
It's like working at a bank. You're now, you're now a chief
lead teller.
Lead teller. Oh, more money. No. But it's a nice title. Okay, now, one of the things on the Health Village we need to talk about is who can go to the Health Village that you all are getting ready to build here.
Yes. So our patient population at that can currently go to our Liberty Clinic is Native Americans in our service area, the families that live in their household, our employees and their families that live in their household. So we have a patient population of about 10,000, and they will be eligible to come to our new health village.
10,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens to Liberty?
I think we're going to keep it open. We'll probably see partnership health patients at this point. That's the plan. We've talked about perhaps selling the building, but you know, there's healthcare is needed. So
oh my gosh! And you know, our area up here could be one heck of a retirement area.
Yeah.
If people could get it together on this, because we have as much sun as Palm Springs.
Yeah.
We're close to the mountains. We're close to the lakes, rivers, all the great things can make it to the ocean. This could be we could bring in people as a retirement area.
Yeah.
And we need more medical. Obviously.
Yes, we're not lacking in patients.
No, we're not lacking in patients. And then you all take care of, with your clinics, people on Medi-Cal and Medicaid.
Depending on Medi-Cal patients. And Partnership Health will assign you to a clinic in your area, and they'll assign you.
And you have a doctor there.
Say that again?
And then you have a doctor.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can stay out of the emergency room.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yes. They're great providers.
And there's no copay.
No. Nope.
And you don't use geriatric. You don't use genetic.
Generic.
I'm going to get it. Geriatric. Genetic. Yeah.
We knew where you were going.
You know where I was going. I'm glad somebody does. There. Now, you've got some other things y'all are,
Well, I'm looking at my bullet list that my wonderful staff put down for me. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is we are going to be at the Smart Spring Job Fair, and that is March 23rd, Thursday. We have a lot of positions open. We are just like everybody else in the country. We're still dealing with the Great Resignation and people changing jobs, moving jobs, deciding they don't want to go back to their job. And so we will be at the spring job fair, and it's 11 to 2. It looks like it's a James Grant Center at Simpson University. Some of the things we're hiring in our dental department, we need dental assistants, medical assistants, licensed therapists, network administrators. We're looking for a dentist in Trinity County. So we opened our clinic up there, and right now somebody in Reading has to drive up there and see the patients. So that sounds like something you want to do, is practice
up. I'll do that.
Practice up in Trinity County. We're looking for a dentist up there.
I'm not a dentist. They may not like it. But, anyway, okay. So, like everybody else,
yes.
And there's lots of well-paying jobs.
They are, and you know, I can't say enough. I'm a little biased, but I definitely think we're the greatest place to work for in Shasta County. I mean, if you talk to any of our employees, we like to have fun. We like to celebrate things. I always tell everybody, if you guys see Redding Rancheria t-shirts around town, work for us a year, you'll have enough t-shirts to wear every day of the week and and celebrate all of the different causes. So I encourage people to come apply. Redding-Rancheria.com is our website. Mm-hmm. It'll list everything that's open. No, you do not need to be a Native American to work for the tribe, just that you want to come work for the tribe.
Yeah, you'll see it on Facebook. Excuse me. You'll see it on Facebook,
yes.
Too.
Uh-huh.
I share that out. And I always go through the job seeing if there's anything in my wheelhouse. So far, there hasn't been. You need to be trained on these things. And with Simpson, because of their nurses' school, and then Shasta,
mm-hmm.
right here down the street, does dental technicians,
yes.
and all that.
Yes,
too.
Doing a great job.
Okay, so what else you have?
We have an Earth Day fair coming up. That's always a big event. I know that the community has different events. On April 21st, on Friday from 10 to 3, also a great event for vendors. So you can shop for wares and local artists there, but down at Wind River, we close the road down. You can come down, park, free event, walk through the vendors, lots of jewelry, lots of different organizations in town coming down and talking about what we're doing for the earth. So we want to invite you down to that event too.
Okay.
And who's in charge of that?
Oh, my son, Tyler Edwards, is our EPA manager, and you can call him at 530-242-4559 if you want to be a vendor.
EPA, Environmental Protection?
Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, this is, you know, this thing's, I remember the day that Earth Day started. Because I was in college.
Oh.
And back in Nashville. And I remember this first day. So it had to be like 1970 or something, because it was before I went into service, when they had the original Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then, back then, it was nothing like it is today.
Was it hippies? And?
Well, yeah, I guess. No, it was, you know, it was at college. And there was a lot of people at the university, and a lot of people were interested in the environment,
mm-hmm.
not like it is today, because there was no urgency,
mm-hmm.
on
yeah.
it. But it was the first step. I think it was like 70 years.
Oh,
70, I want to say that. 70 or
that.
71. I remember something like that. And it was right before I went into service. But it's been now, since then, a long time. And it's going to be vendors and
different agencies. Yeah.
Okay.
Community and vendor agencies come down and share their information.
Is it like the forest?
Yeah.
BLM.
Yep.
And all
exactly.
Those? Okay.
Yeah. Coleman Fish Hatchery.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those different.
I'm part of the group that takes fish up and plants them in lakes. The backcountry horsemen.
Okay.
Of California, they clear the trails. On up in Shasta and Trinity County, including the Pacific Crest and all the trails out there, and then they deliver fish to the mountain lakes.
Oh, that's
out there.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a people don't even know about them really too mm-hmm. much about them, and they do it. They're all volunteers, just like you know so many of our 501s we have around here, our great 501s
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Okay. Wow.
Yes. So come, we invite you to come down. That's another free event. You don't even have to step foot in the casino if you don't want to. It's on the road, so you can just come down
when
and check
it out. When you say it's on the road, do you mean the...
Redding Rancheria Road, yes.
In front of the Wind River Basket?
Yeah.
All over there under the portico.
So, but people can still get into the casino. Right?
We have another road.
Another road to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yeah,
all right.
There's the back road, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
It runs along the ACID canal.
Okay.
Yeah.
ACID canal. Maybe this time we'll have water this year. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. Anything else you got going there? You've got so many things going.
Speaking of the 501c3s, we are celebrating one. March 31st for April.
Oh, yes. We're talking about Pathways to Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, when our employees come and they have something that's very near and dear to them, you know, we want to celebrate that. So we really support Pathways to Hope. The Child Abuse Prevention Month is coming up. And if you've driven by Wind River Mini Mart, we put out pinwheels. And do you remember how many last year? The pinwheels represent the number of documented child abuse cases in Shasta County. So when you think about it, it's there's way too many pinwheels out there. I mean,
way
it's,
too many.
Yeah. 400.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah. It's so we put pinwheels out to recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month at all of our locations, and then we're turning everything blue for the month. So that's supporting Pathways to Hope and their efforts to.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be on.
Stop child abuse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody does.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember reading about this horrible thing, and it has to be 40, 50 years ago I read about it, and I still remember what the article was, because I said, how can parents do that to their child?
Yeah.
And yet, you know, that caused the death of the child. And, you know, people swat their kids. That's not especially what I'm talking about, but it's when they, I mean, deliberately injure a child. We just had somebody arrested here the other day for shaking the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it's kind of bittersweet because it looks amazing out on the lawn. You know, all these pretty pinwheels are spinning, but then when you stop and think about what they represent, I think you know, it hits home.
It does. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Both. We got a couple minutes, and so you know, final thoughts here.
No, I just enjoy coming on the show. I think, you know, if there's something in the community that you think the tribe should be a part of or, you know, would like the tribe support, definitely shoot us a note or something.
Well, you shot me down on the last thing I said. Being able to, turkey hunt down on the, down there. But, I understand, you know, it's within city limits and all that. You all have given so much to our community. And you continue to do it. You help the community. And no matter what the political situation is, you all always step up. And I admire that.
Well, we aren't going anywhere. So we want to make this community a great place for everybody.
And, well, I tell you what, clinics, the help you give to businesses when the COVID hit, how you help businesses around here, including our station here, but so many businesses out there. And to help get them through that, most of us recovered. Unfortunately, some never did recover from that. Okay.
So on a fun note.
Let's have fun.
Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 30 years.
Yes. We forgot
May.
To talk about that.
30 years.
30 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So our anniversary month is May, so there'll be specials and fun things going on. So happy birthday to Wind River.
So what kind of things? I mean, you're going to have like a party, a birthday party?
So
everybody get a piece of cake?
I'm sure they're going to give cake. They're going to give everything out for the month. I mean, I've seen some of the promotions that they're doing, I know we, to bring in the community, our greeters, we have that, you know, both greeters, Anderson and Redding, and we love to throw our members a party and to tell them thank you, you know, 30 years.
30
we
years.
We both started there, so 30 years.
Yes, we've grown up together.
Yeah, and I imagine the jobs you had back then were not the jobs you have now.
I was an admissions clerk in the bingo hall. My second year in law school, I came home, and that was what I did.
What about you?
Well, I was a pool tab girl, and Jack was my, Mr. Potter was my boss.
A pool tab?
Pool tabs.
What is
Carrie, they look like little lottery tickets, and you scratch them off or pull them, and they say, oh, you won $100.